There was nothing in his world but hurt. It pushed everything else out of him so that there wasn't room for thoughts or ideas. Every part of him was in pain. Moving his head nearly gutted him, and there was a vague feeling of nausea deep in the pit of his belly. His left arm and right leg were stiff and unmoving. It was dark when he opened his eyes, and he thanked goodness for it because even the tiny bit of ambient light split his head in two and made the nausea rise up from deep within him into his throat. He shut his eyes and let the pain and the sounds of the sea sing him back into unconsciousness. The last thing he remembered were the smells of gasoline, iron, and salt in the air. As he drifted in and out with the waves, he thought he heard loud voices, the grinding of metal against metal, and a woman's mournful gasp. There were sparks. He could swear there were sparks and flashes of different colored lights. He felt himself rise up, and as he rose, so too did the pain. It was pain like he had never felt before. In his head he was tumbling, endlessly tumbling, waiting to crash to the rocky infield in Pueblo. But he never hit the dirt, never felt his shoulder crack. From somewhere on a distant planet, he heard a voice calling to him, but the words were scrambled and made no sense. Then the sea sang again, and with it came the blackness.